If you'd turn your Bibles to Joshua 1:1-5. And then Joshua 6:12-20. And then Joshua 8:1-4. I'll start reading in Joshua 1. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. For the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. The reason I chose this verse is to show how Joshua led after Moses. So that's the only reason I chose this verse. These verses. And then, could you turn to Joshua 6:12? And then I'll read from verse 12 all the way to 20. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priests took up the ark of the Lord, and seven priests bearing seven trumpets of ram's horns, before the ark of the Lord went continually, and blew with the trumpets, and the armed men went before them, but the rewarded came after the ark of the Lord, the priests going on and blowing with their trumpets. And the second day they compassed the city once and returned into the camp, so they did 6 days. And it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times. Only on that day they compassed the city 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time, when the priests blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, Shout, for the Lord hath given you the city, and the city shall be accursed, even it and all that are therein, to the Lord. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that were sent. And you in any wise keep yourselves from the accursed things, lest you make yourselves accursed when ye take of the accursed things, and make the camp of Israel accursed, and trouble it. But all the silver and all the and gold and vessels of brass and iron are consecrated unto the Lord. They shall come into the treasury of the Lord. So the people shouted when the priests blew with the trumpets, and it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell flat. So the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. And then would you turn to Joshua 8 now? And I'll read verses 1-4. And the Lord said unto Joshua, Fear not, neither be thou dismayed. Take all the people of war with thee, and arise, go up to Ai. See, I have given into my hand the king of Ai and his people and his city and his land. And thou shalt do to Ai, her king, as thou didst unto Jericho and her king. Only the spoil thereof and the cattle thereof shall ye take for a prey unto yourselves. Lay thee an ambush for the city behind it. So Joshua arose and all the people of war to go up against Ai. And Joshua chose out 30,000 men of valor and sent them away by night. And he commanded them, saying, Behold, ye shall lie and wait against the city, even behind the city. Go not very far from the city, but be ye all ready. The reason I chose these verses was to show the different battles that Joshua and the children of Israel faced whenever Moses had led after Moses had led. And so, if you're looking for a title, if you're taking notes, the title is Never Fight a Battle Unprepared. Because in Joshua 1 through 5 was whenever Joshua was selected after Moses. And then Joshua 6 through 12 through 20 was to show how Joshua and the Israelites prayed before they defeated Jericho. And it was no like second times. It was just they did it one time and they were victorious. And the third time was whenever they went to Ai. And the first time they went, they didn't come out with the victory the first time because they didn't seek God's will and pray. And Joshua 8:1-4, the reason they didn't come out with the win is because, well, they did after, but not the first time, is because there was sin in their camp and they didn't seek God's will and pray. So the first point of this message is if you ever enter battle with sin in your camp, you will fail. So, because you can't, like, just... So if you're probably battling something in your own life, you have to make sure that you get the sin out of you first so that God will help you through it. And so the second point is if you ever enter battle without the help of God, you will fail because you need God throughout it. Well, I learned this in the Bible class, so I was going to say that before this, but I didn't, so. But that's where I learned this from. And so a lot of times before our test, we'll pray. We do it every time when we take a Bible test. We pray so that God can help us, so we won't be like the Israelites with Ai. So, yeah, that's one thing you could do. You could pray before you start your day off. You could pray before you have a day at school or something. And then, so, the last point I have is if you enter a battle with the wrong weapons, you'll fail. So, if you don't enter it without the Bible or God or anything, the armor of God, then you won't come out with the win. Because if you try to enter it with yourself or with somebody else, that doesn't even, you have to use your Bible to help you through it and everything that God has for you. So prayer helps too. And that's all I have today. So.